I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
It's Vanderpump Rules night, and it's your friend Andy in my makeup room, eating dark chocolate, putting my suit on, just looking forward to tonight's show. I need a second wind, if you really want to know the truth. But I'll get one, because Stassi's here. I believe she brought Katie Maloney with her, but Katie's not going to be on the show. Sometimes the Vanderpump Rules people travel in packs of two. It's a very unique dynamic, exclusive to the Vanderpump Rules people. Anyway, but I digress, because she's on with Vanderpump Rules superfan, my friend Jake Shears, who you know from the Scissor Sisters, and he's in Kinky Boots on Broadway right now. He is a huge fan of Vanderpump Rules. They're both back there having a kiki, so to speak. I'll see you in the clubhouse.
She works at Sir, and he's made a living out of being sexy and unique. It's Watch What Happens Live with Stassi Schroeder and Jake Shears now. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with the man who sung only the horses and a girl who galloped away from her own birthday party. My first guest has returned to Sir this season as its new event planner, and on tonight's Vanderpump Rules, she managed to literally ruin her own event. Here to break it all down, it's Stassi Schroeder. And you love my next guest in the Scissor Sisters, but he's gone from Kiki to Kinky as the new star of Kinky Boots on Broadway. Oh, yeah. At the Al Hirschfeld Theater, welcome my friend, Jake Shears.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I should mention, I mean, you are like the most massive Vanderpump Rules fan there is.
Huge. Yes. I mean, from day one, from the premiere, yes. I'll never forget seeing it happen.
Yes.
My jaw was on the floor calling all my friends. Did you just see this?
Okay, good. Well, then I'm very glad that you're here with Stassi. This is amazing. And over at the bar, you can see him slay the Great White Way opposite Jake as Lola in Kinky Boots. Please welcome Jay Harrison. Jake took his Vanderpump devotion to a whole new level by singing the theme song on the Pump Rules podcast. We have a little clip of it.
Yeah, no.
You know this is our time.
It's great!
Oh, yeah.
It holds up. Kevin Lee said sorry to Katie for making a comment about her weight tonight, and the apology was something. Take a look.
Kevin Lee's apology doesn't affect me. Try not to ever say anything like that to anyone again.
Okay. Sorry. Here for you. I'm sorry, dear. I love you, Lisa.
I feel bad for Kevin Lee.
Wow. Katie, that was really something.
Okay.
Also, why was Sandoval wearing a kilt when Jax came to his apartment? Do you know?
I want to know this so badly. That was my favorite scene of the whole episode.
I loved it. Jake, I'm sure you have a few kilts.
I almost wore one tonight. As a matter of fact, it was very close.
Then later he posed with his dog in a baby wrap. Which babe begs the question, dogs in baby wraps, hot or not? Please vote right now on WWHL.TV. What do you think, hot or not?
I think hot.
Yeah?
I thought it was really cute.
Yeah.
It made me happy.
These two, our audience is going decidedly in the other direction. There you go. by the way, when Kristen was here, she said Sheena and Carl from Summer House hooked up. Do you know if that's true?
Right. I know what she knows and what all the rest of us know. So
and what is that?
We've all had some sort of confirmation of that.
Okay.
But I was not there to witness it, but okay. I have heard all the same things. So, yeah.
Speaking of Carl, Ashley shows up at Summer House next week, and she is not pleased that Lauren is back in Carl's bed. Take a look. Sneak peek.
Doesn't matter.
How's your girlfriend, Courtney?
Don't just f***ing say that. She's not my f***ing girlfriend.
My sister looks so freaking pathetic right now.
Lauren,
put him in bed.
No, you don't need to do that.
I thought you
got bed. What the f*** are you guys doing, Lauren? Oh my God! Eat it, bitch! Why is this guy fucking screaming at you, treating you like Why the are you on the floor like you're the fucking dog?
I'm not the dog, trust me.
Exactly! Stop acting like one!
Lauren's left, pick up the pieces, and where's Carl?
Okay. Were those yellow underwear, and was that a watermelon?
Wait, I want to smash a watermelon.
Right. Stassi and Jake Shears are pumped for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First on tonight's Vanderpump Rules, Stassi threw a murder-themed birthday party, and in keeping with the theme, managed to strangle every last bit of fun out of the experience. Take a look.
Severed heads, got score.
This in the butt. This is annoying, honestly. Here's the one taking it.
Really f***ed up?
Ranch dressing.
Is she?
Dude, I'm so f***ing annoyed by how everything turned out.
It's my birthday.
She'll go f*** herself.
Are you f***ing kidding me, Saucy?
That was amazing. WHL.TV right now and tell us whose side are you on, Stassi or Katie and Kristen. What did you think of Stassi's behavior tonight at her party?
I mean, I thought it was, you know,
on brand.
It was on brand. Yes. Yeah, it was a wicked party, you know.
I love a good theme and I committed to it.
Yes, you did.
So
you
there's did. That.
Really it was did. Horrific.
What was bothering you is that the stripper was putting on more of a show than you wanted her to, or you weren't getting enough attention, or Patrick was being some way, or what was it?
It was like a confluence of like a million different things with a lot of alcohol.
Yes.
And I am embarrassed.
Okay, you guys are on Katie and Kristen's side, by the way. Well, here's what. Stassi and Patrick were still together at the time, but Kristen thought it wouldn't be long before their relationship was in a body bag. Stassi, watch this. I want your take on the other side. Watch.
Okay.
I really don't care about her having sex with other people. I just care about, like, emotional connection.
Patrick?
I don't get Stassi and Patrick. I mean, in the past, especially when Stassi dated Jax, like, if Jax told her that she could just, like, bang other dudes, Stassi would carve his heart out with a dull spoon. Every boyfriend Stassi's ever dated, she's basically the conductor. And with Patrick, she's second fiddle.
Agree?
Yeah. Oh, God, all the, everyone's like,
Agree?
Yes. Yeah, a little,
Jake does. Second, even though Jake Shears is doing 8 shows a week on Kinky Boots on Broadway, he has a new book out this month, which is great, and a solo album on the horizon. This scissor sister still has time to stay on the cutting edge of all things Pump Rules. So here's what. We're going to play Scissor Sisters. I'm going to go through some Vanderpump beef. Tell me what you think. What's your opinion about the Jackson-Brittany cheating saga this season? Should Brittany have taken him back?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I love Brittany, but no.
Is Kristen going back to her crazy ways by actively trying to break up Jackson Brittany, or is she being a good friend?
I'm disappointed it didn't land so far, but I want more. I'm so glad that she's putting her fingers into it.
Are you into Lala's triumphant return?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm so into her recent freak out. It was amazing.
Despite Schwartz's alleged drunken makeout, he and Katie seem to be making progress. How do you feel about their marriage?
I think it's been really sweet. And
yes.
I've really enjoyed it. Like, I think it's been lovely.
Right. Well, she's 5 feet away from you. So. In defense of Katie, Schwartz yelled at Sheena and called her fake. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Ariana is not feeling open to sex while Tom appears sexually frustrated. Will they be able to communicate their way through it?
Absolutely. I think they're already doing it. And I think it's lovely what's happening with their relationship.
Thank you very much. Shake cheers. Next week's Vanderpump Rules, Lala and James have their most uncomfortable interaction since they appeared on this show together. And that was uncomfortable. Here's what, I have a sneak peek.
I've told you things that I have never told anybody. And sometimes you use that against me. Please stop doing that.
Not really.
I am
sorry.
Stop coming for me. Stop coming for my man.
I have a negative view on that man. Because he put the one I love in jeopardy. I've loved you, so you have to understand, Lala. I'm not used to it yet.
You have Raquel now, okay?
You've seen
our friendship is going to change.
Why?
Why do you think, James?
Oh, because of Raquel.
I have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend. I don't think he knows how to make the transition.
Looks like a fun time at the Big Bear House.
Oh my God.
Let's go to Jeffrey from Tennessee. Hey, Jeffrey, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, my question is for Jake.
Okay.
I was wanting to ask him if he thought that James Kennedy led Logan on this season.
Do I think he loves Logan on this season?
Yeah, did he lead him on?
Lead him on? I think he might have led him on a little bit. I always thought James had a little bit of sugar in his tank.
Always
from day one, did I not? I've always thought James has had a... I called him a shadow lounge queen, which
really like shadow lounge in London
back in the day,
which used to be owned by Lisa Vanderpump.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. But you know, I think James likes girls, but I think he let him on a little bit. I mean, that guy Logan obviously was digging him a little bit more than.
Was it about the pasta or was it about something else?
Listen, I was there with the pasta, and I wanted to eat the pasta, and I'm thankful I didn't.
Okay.
I would have felt the wrath.
And it was pasta, not...
It was pasta.
Okay.
It really was the...
Phyllis from Ohio.
It was the angel hair checkup from
okay.
Sir...
It was not...
Shout out to that.
It was not five lines of blow.
It was
no.
not.
Okay. Let's go to Phyllis from Ohio. Hey, Phyllis, what's your question? Just checking.
Hi, yes, Andy. I want to tell you I love you.
I want to tell you I love you, Phyllis.
That I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
But I would like to ask Stassi, so what's your current love life like? Where are you going now that you're not with Patrick anymore?
Yeah, Stassi.
I am in a relationship right
now. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh. How long has that been going on?
I'm bashful right now.
Okay.
So just...
Is it over 2 months?
I've known him for, well, Kristen and Katie introduced us in...
Does he work at Sir?
No.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Damn, why not? Can he get a job at Sir? Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
Yep.
Congratulations. Jake, any plans for Scissor Sisters to get back together? I know you have a solo album that's about to come out.
I got my solo album, and that's all I'm, you know, maybe someday, you know.
Right.
I've got some fun Scissors, like, ideas up my sleeves for you know, for years to come, but not at the moment, definitely not.
Okay. Stassi, why are you always stepping in it on your podcast and on social media? I feel like you can't open your mouth without offending the universe.
Because I'm an idiot.
Right.
Seriously, I am.
Does it make you, do you think maybe you should think before you speak?
Well,
think about how it's going to be? No,
I'm not taking that in a negative way at all. I'm learning that.
Okay.
I'm learning it the hard way, but it's something that I need to learn anyway.
I like how outspoken you are, so don't cut your tongue out. Let's go to Leah from Wisconsin. I mean, really.
Hey, how you doing? I love you, Andy. My question is for Stassi and Jake.
Okay.
I was just wondering if either of you think that Jax cheated on Brittany more than once.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yes, I believe it was more than once.
With Faith, you believe it was more than once?
I just feel like a leopard doesn't change its spots.
it's so ridiculous, and it's so many times, and he lies so hard, and right. You know, and keeps that face like, of course, yeah.
Okay, very good. Tony M wants to know: is it weird being friends with your ex's girlfriend? You and with Brittany? No,
not at all. I collect them.
You
as
do.
Best.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, since Stassi's first murder party didn't quite kill, I thought we could take a second stab at that theme with Clubhouse of Horrors. Stassi, put on these Ramona eyes. You're going to be handling some spooky
blue.
Items, and Jake is going to give you clues if you can guess 5 right in 60 seconds. You both win. If not, you both die. Okay.
All right.
So this is...
I love the sparkles and the sky blue.
Put 60 seconds on the clock. Put your hand in this. And you're giving her clues as to what it is. Any idea?
They're...
Come on.
Green. It's green. It's round. And, you know, it's mushy. You pick them off of vines.
Olive.
No,
it's grape.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, peeled grapes.
Spinach. You
dip them in things, you dip them in things, and you put salsa on them.
You put salsa on.
You dip things in a dip.
It's
like
not a tortilla.
It's a wet tortilla chip.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This game is a dud.
No,
I hate to say it.
It's good.
Okay.
So.
Ew, is it like old hair?
Yes.
I don't want it.
Sticky
wind. I don't want it.
Okay, here.
This is what you feed babies.
Gerber.
Babies eat this. It's gross when you look at it. If they grow
on
trees and you get them, they get overly ripe.
Mashed bananas. Okay, Jake, you brought Stassi a present.
I did. Yeah, I did. And
it's not out here. We'll give it on the after show. We have something to look forward to. Over at the bar, it's Jay Harrison from Kinky Boots. Great to see you. Yeah. Jake, Sharon S. said, what do you think of James Kennedy and Lala's music careers?
Anybody making music and putting music out in the world, I think is an amazing thing, and I love it, and I support it.
Housewives, TWTS. Stassi, why would you go back with Patrick, who would rather go on a vacation by himself than take her? Have more self-respect. She can do better.
I did have... Well, I'm not with him anymore.
Thank goodness. He should
House
have
House of Josh, 13. Jake, did you work on Kylie Minogue's new album, or do you have any upcoming projects with her?
We do have a duet that's done.
I love your voices.
It's one of the best things we've ever done. It'll come out after all of our stuff is out, but we do have a duet
Love your voices together. Let's go to Lisa from Wisconsin. Hey, Lisa, what's your question?
Hi, it's actually Lisa from Minnesota.
Oh,
what I want to know is that if you
Stassi, you could do or say something and take it back from this season, what would you do or redo of?
Oh, good question. What would you do over this season?
I wish I didn't do that or say that.
Yeah.
This season, I don't think I would take anything back. I think it would...
What about running out of your party like a lunatic?
Oh, shoot. I forgot about that.
Just happened an hour ago on Bravo.
I would take that back.
Okay,
that's it.
I thought you might.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Katie and Kristen. Yes. I really apologize.
Yes. it was fun to watch, though.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That was tequila you were drinking?
It was a lot of things.
Yeah. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to the incredible portraits of Barack and Michelle Obama, which were unveiled today at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington. I just want to thank Instagram user That Bastion for finding the one thing that was missing from it, which was Lou in the board, you know. All these portraits beg the question, Obama's, how could you leave us? Question mark. Tonight's Jackal goes to the news that now Marlon Brando's son, Mika, as well as Richard Pryor's daughter, Rain, are claiming that their fathers did not have sex, as previously stated by Quincy Jones.
Ew.
First of all, anyone claiming to know that much about their parents' sex life is weird. And also, 2018 has not been going that great. At least let this one story live. We love this story. And you saw Kinky Boots yesterday, right?
We were crying. Katie, me, and my friend Courtney, we saw it, and we were crying like babies.
That's awesome.
It was so sweet that they came. It was amazing.
You having a blast in Kinky Boots?
What's that?
Are you having a blast?
I'm having the time of my life. It's changed my life. Like, Jay and I have been just like...
Congrats,
it's
guys.
It's been fantastic.
Thank you, Stassi, Jake, and Jay. We're back with Stassi and Jake and Behind the Bar. Jake's book, Boys Keep Swimming.
Swimming and swinging.
It is out next week. You can pre-order it now. Right. It's a memoir. You must be so excited that it's finally coming out. How long did you work on it?
It took me a couple years.
Yeah.
It was a couple years, and it was hard to let go of it, but I'm so proud of it. And there's a lot, it's juicy.
It is very juicy.
It's
very juicy. Yes. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Matthew from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, Matthew, what's your question?
My question is for Jake, and I was wondering about his experience with recording with Cher on Take It Like a Man.
Oh, it was one of the wildest. I was having the worst day of... I was just having a terrible day. I was so mad. I got home. I was mad at a friend of mine. I was alone, and I pulled Twitter on, and I flipped through it. And you know how she writes in all caps?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I follow, like, 1,300 people on Twitter. And I just stopped at a Cher tweet. There was nothing. All it said was, Jake, I've been looking for your number everywhere, and I can't find it. Please DM me. And I, like, retweeted, and I wrote Twitter, and I was like, is she talking to me? And I wrote, and we were on the phone 2 hours later.
Wow.
And she and I drove to her house, like, the next day. And she had a song, I talked to her on the phone, and she was like, you know, they want me to do these, but I want a guy to sing it, and if I do them, I know they're going to use it. Just come out to my house, you know. And so I drove out to Malibu. They had a studio set up in her house, and I got to sing on this song with her. And it was so... Cool.
Where's the song?
It was a single on her last record. It's called Take It Like a Man. I mean, they roboed my voice out so hard. I mean, I said, oh my God, it's like, I sound like a robot. But I mean, I was just still so happy.
That's amazing.
I went and saw her in concert and they had me pumped in over the speakers, you know. It was so special.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'll never forget it.
Of course not. That's incredible. Wow, you've recorded with, and you're working with Elton right now on a musical.
We've been doing a musical, yeah.
Yeah.
We've written a whole score together.
God. And it is the, is it the Tammy Faye Baker? Is that... Oh. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling? Caller, are you there?
This is Dina. I'm from Wisconsin.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Stassi. First, I would like to know if she would fly to Wisconsin and have a glass of Pinot Grigio with me.
Always. I never turn down wine. Ever.
All right, I'll even buy your ticket.
The word.
Whale.
Nice. All right. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, thank you very much. Was that your question?
So, I'm wondering why she wouldn't take the shot out of the stripper's butt, and Jake would shot out of the stripper's butt.
Why wouldn't you take the shot out of the stripper's butt, and Jake, would you have done it? Yes, Jake would have done it. Why didn't you want to do that? You just...
You know, I have a stick up my ass sometimes, especially when my family's there.
Right, okay. All right. Thank you for your invitation to Stassi. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Rita from Virginia.
Hey, Rita.
And I have a question. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I have a question for Jake.
Okay.
I saw Kinky Boots the other night, and we'll be seeing it again this weekend, and was wondering what the biggest challenge of the role was for you.
I have went into this not having any clue what I was doing, and I've written musicals, but I never thought that I'd ever be in one, and I started rehearsals, and it just seemed like a giant puzzle box. You know, it's like giving a concert, but cubed. You know, and there's parts of your brain that are having to be working all at the same time. And it was very, very, very overwhelming. And I just tried to keep my faith that I could get there. And, you know, I did. And the songs are tough.
Yeah.
My two main songs in the show are tough songs. And I finally feel like I have a hold on them. But Every day, every performance is just like I've been learning every show, and it's just been one of the most. It's changed my life. It's been one of the most satisfying. And Jay, I've learned so much from the other actors.
Yeah.
And Jay, and like it's wild. Everyone on stage is boring holes into each other's heads.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everyone is like, it is intense, and the scenes are our scenes are super intense. And
yeah.
And I mean, it's hard for me to get through the show without, I choke up every show.
Wow.
And it's just, it's very emotional, and it's just, it's been one of the highlights of my entire life.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Okay, God, you have this book coming out, you're in this show, like, you're like an open piece of emotion right
now. It's good things have been happening. It's going to be a great year.
And I got to tell you something. I've heard a few songs off the solo album, and it is great.
Thank you. Stassi heard it too.
We listened to it all night long.
Stassi and Katie listened to it.
Yeah. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Penny. I'm calling from New York City.
Hey, Penny, what's your question?
Hi, this question's for Stassi. Why are you such a racist?
Stassi, are you? Now's your time.
Oh goodness gracious! This obviously I'm not, and so it's a frustrating thing that I feel like I have to deal with.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have to deal with it. That's not meaning I'm not a victim in any way of what I've said. I say things that I don't realize will hurt people's feelings. Sometimes, but I think my actions speak louder than the stupid comments that I make sometimes. And I'm learning.
Everyone's got room to learn.
Right.
Everyone's got room to learn.
True. You know, before social media, everyone kind of was able to learn on their own a little more gracefully without. You know, the world being outraged at everything they said. So it is an especially kind of tinderbox of emotion right now because everyone's being looked at under a microscope. So it's challenging.
No, it's fine because I feel like I'm learning, these are lessons that I need to learn to be able to understand other people's feelings and what they've been through.
There you go.
And that.
All right, I want to thank Stassi and Jake and Jay. Everybody, good seeing you. Kinky Boots on Broadway. Get the book, watch Vanderpump Rules. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.